Well, good morning. I know you guys know this story in the Bible. The whole bread and fish thing. Do you remember that? You have a whole book about it? That's really great. Well, I was thinking about that whole bread thing, and you might be surprised to know I just love bread. So the bread of life thing makes a lot of sense to me. So I got to thinking, do you have any idea how bread starts? Ever made bread? Yes, you have. No. But you have a theory. You do know how? Okay, good. How's it start? Do you remember? You grow some wheat and then you make it into bread. Well, I spent 17 years in Kansas and I can tell you that you're quite right. They grow wheat there. Well, it's pretty much right. The wheat gets ground into flour. So they grind it all up into a powder and then you put different ingredients in it. You put some oil and you put some kind of leavening which makes it rise up. And some salt, and then depending on the bread, sometimes you'll put a little buttermilk in there. It's hard to say, but when it is all mixed up, this, believe it or not, right here in my hand is bread. That's it. Does that look like bread? Feel it. Here, you don't have to. Here, go ahead, touch it. Poke it. It's kind of squashy. It looks like a big booger, doesn't it? It's icky. Anybody want to taste it? Yes, you are my man. Here you go. You ready? Just go ahead, pick a little off of there and have a taste. Oh, you big chickens. Oh, it's fabulous. Yeah, that's really good. What do you think? You don't think it has a taste? Get your taste buds checked, bud. I think it tastes terrible. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it would take a miracle to turn this into bread. So I brought some other stuff with me. That's bread. Can you believe it? And you have a whole book about it. Now, something happened. Because they're at about 11 o'clock or 10, I guess it was about 10 o'clock last night. This looked just like this. Can you believe it? We took this and we went, that's getting closer, right? Oh, it's kind of coming out. Made a pancake out of it. What do you think we did with it then? We baked it. Now, anybody want to try this one? Oh. All kinds of volunteers now, huh? Yeah, let's give it a try here. You want a little piece? Well, you know, on that day, they didn't have any dough or bread machines. They didn't have anything out there except a little guy who had a couple of loaves of bread. Would you like a little piece of bread or do you have a wheat allergy? Okay, good. God bless those of us there. This is for Dad, because Dad, you know, kids don't get everything. And some, pretty good, isn't it? Would that be good, like with some fresh guava jelly, Uncle Jimmy? Yeah. That day, they didn't have any dough. They didn't have anything. All they had was just a little bit of bread. Do you think we could feed everybody with just this little bit of bread? We could try. If you're on the Atkins diet, it's perfect. Just a little bit. Oh. Well, that day, all they had was just a little bit of bread like this. Teeny little bit. But then would they end up with 12 extra baskets? Well, a long time ago, my wife taught me about bread. Because I didn't know anything about bread till I got married. Except that you got it at the grocery store. And I found out that there's one ingredient besides water and flour and some kind of oil and some yeast and some salt. There's one ingredient that has to go into every loaf of bread for it to be worth anything. Do you know what that is? Do you people know what it is? Seth goes like this. I can't even do it. My fingers don't. It's love. Without love, bread is just food. That's very good art. And that's what Jesus gave that day in that bread, was God's love. And there's always enough of God's love. And it's not all mushy, half-done, icky dough that's all sticky kind of love. It's good, hearty, whole wheat, barley flour, good stuff that you eat with fish, and you get so full of God's love that you just have to give it away. And that day, out there on that grassy field, there was enough bread because there was enough of God's love. And there still is enough of God's love today. And where there's enough of God's love, there's enough bread. And nobody goes hungry. So thank you. And you guys can go back to your places. And if you want to take a little piece of bread with you, you're certainly welcome. Or if you want to take the dough, here you go. Would you like some bread?